There are wins that thrill and there are wins that convince. Arsenal's 2-0 home victory over West Ham was the latter. Methodical, mature, maybe even mundane in its predictability, but that's precisely why it mattered. Arteta's 300th game in charge carried an air of inevitability. The Emirates crowd came not wondering if Arsenal would win, but how cleanly. West Ham arrived in search of redemption under a new manager, but left with the same crisis of confidence, one that no amount of tactical tinkering can mask. From the first whistle, Arsenal's rhythm was deliberate. They didn't rush, they probed. The ball flowed from Saliba to Rice to Eze like a well-rehearsed prayer. And when Rice, the man once adored at the London Stadium, turned in the rebound from Eze's effort, it felt poetic.
Tchouaméni. Here is Sabareta! And Declan Rice on the follow-up! And he scores against his former side yet again.
He didn't celebrate widely and he didn't have to. Sometimes football doesn't need fireworks to tell a story. The goal itself was narrative enough. The prodigal anchorman scoring on the night his manager reached a milestone. But Arsenal's victory came with a few scratches on the paintwork. Odegaard's early limp off the pitch was one of those moments that silences a stadium. The captain's been in and out with niggles and you could sense Arteta's mind already recalculating. Later, Rice himself signalled discomfort. If both men are sidelined, Arsenal's midfield, usually a machine of balance and precision, might start to look fragile. Psych. Still, for the Warriors, the performance itself was a masterclass in control. West Ham didn't register a single shot on target, not one. This says Arsenal can defend by attacking, suffocating opponents until they forget what ambition feels like. Bukayo Saka marked his 200th Premier League appearance with a trademark penalty.
Saka, up against Alphonse Areola, scores! And Saka brings up his double century of Premier League appearances with a goal. His 100th direct goal contribution in this competition. Arsenal star boy takes centre stage.
No fuss, no nerves, just that quiet assurance that has become his brand. At 23, 24, thereabouts, he already embodies the club's dual identity. Youthful yet serious, expressive yet efficient. And what of West Ham? They looked like a team in transition. Not between managers, but between ideas. Their press was half-hearted. Their counter-attacks hesitant. Even when they won the ball, you could almost see the question marks floating above their heads. Off the pitch, Arteta 300 games, Rice facing his past, Saka stepping further into leadership. Each thread weaving into Arsenal's broader narrative, one of patience, rewarded, and identity restored. This was not your usual win that's, you know, just about highlight reels. This is the type that shows you, you'd be like, see these people there, they're serious. Now, if there's a cloud, though, it's the fitness toll. Arsenal's control sometimes feels like it comes at a physical price. They don't just dominate, they grind. But for now, the table smiles on them. Top spot, clean sheet. A moment that whispers rather than shouts that we're here. We're ready.
When you look at those numbers, 200 games, 100 goal involvements, I mean, it's unbelievable at his age, what he's doing, the manner that he's doing it as well. Really impressive. That's the kind of place that we need to achieve what we want.
I don't really like to linger on these things, but it's a beautiful achievement. You know, I'm really proud of that. Obviously, 200 games for Arsenal in the Premier League is a really big moment. So, yeah, I'm going to enjoy it. And it was nice to get a goal as well and get the win.
So some milestones whisper louder than records. Bukayo Saka's 200th Premier League appearance marked by a calmly taken penalty. In Arsenal's 2-0 win over West Ham, a quiet, unbothered declaration that the academy kid who once filled gaps now defines an era. At 24, Saka has already achieved what many players chase into their 30s. 200 league games, 100 goal involvements. The 7th youngest player in Premier League history to reach that appearance account. Now, one of only two Arsenal players after Thierry Henry to score on his 200th outing. Numbers alone don't capture this evolution. Saka's story is about consistency, the kind that endures week after week, competition after competition. He's there. The calm in Arsenal's storm, the boy from Heerland who turned potential into pattern. He plays football the way great musicians play instruments. His footwork is intelligence in motion. Against West Ham, he drew fouls, stretched the defence and converted his penalty like he was late for a meeting. And that's what sets him apart. He's become Arsenal's standard, and not their surprise. When others falter, Saka steadies the ship. When the team lacks rhythm, he provides melody. You can trace Arsenal's entire evolution under Arteta through Saka's maturity. The teenage winger who once looked up to Aubameyang now looks every inch the leader himself. What's most striking is how uncomplicated his greatness feels. He trains, he plays, he delivers. In a football culture addicted to noise, Saka's silence has become his signature. Reaching 200 appearances by 24 tells another story too, and that's one about trust. Coaches trust him. Teammates depend on him. Fans, whether calm or furious at halftime, still believe in him. That kind of reliability is rare in modern football, where hype burns faster than legacy builds. And perhaps that's why this milestone feels more symbolic than statistical. Saka represents something Arsenal hasn't had since Henri, a player who embodies the club's entire identity. Young yet wise, stylish yet grounded, local yet world class. He's the hinge between Arsenal's past and its promise. Proof that youth development wasn't a dream sold to fans, but a vision fulfilled.
Up, Gunners!